Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Everybody knows what show this is, but yeah. They don't know. What they don't know is it's Wednesday.
That's true. Why are we doing this on Wednesday?
Okay, because Kaylin got a hold of us, what was it,
Sunday night.
Mm-hmm. And said, hey, bitches, because that's how he talks to us, because hashtag
he's our pimp.
Yeah. He's so abusive.
Use your pimp hand.
Really scary.
He is really scary.
He said, oh, Adam needs – I have to do Adam's show at 10:30.
Yeah.
So can you guys come at 1? Mm-hmm. Actually, he didn't say can you come at 1. He said, so come at 1.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have no
like
lives.
Nothing to do.
Which we actually don't.
Oh, okay.
But I happen to have had a life this week, very weirdly –
yeah.
Had a crazy mi vida loca this week.
Yeah.
So I threw my school fundraiser on Monday, which I'll tell you about. But the problem was, I had so many things going on Monday afternoon, and I had to be at Vitello's.
Right.
The place where Robert Blake supposedly shot, Bonnie Bakley.
Uh-huh.
Blakely? Bakley.
Bakley. Bonnie Bakley Jr.
Yeah. So I was like, guys, I can't do Monday afternoon. I said, can you get producer Gary to come in and, like, do our show?
Oh.
I guess producer Gary said, if it's an emergency.
And I said – producer Gary's a big shot.
Yeah. So Tuesday afternoon, I had a big audition for Xander, which
I'll also tell you about.
Uh-huh. So Tuesday wasn't really going to work either, but then he said we could come on Wednesday. And I said, our audience is going to be so mad.
And are they mad?
No.
Are they okay?
Because you're going to get the same amount of shows.
That's true.
We're not trying to hurt you guys.
I didn't go and look at them on Facebook. So are they okay?
I told everybody. Yeah. So before we get started, can we start with our ad for Wander Beauty? Because I got some stuff to say about Wander Beauty.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
I love it.
You do, huh?
I'm obsessed. And I know that obsessed is a word that these advertisers like us to use in our ad. But I'm legitimately obsessed with my Wander Beauty products. And this was a weird thing. They sent us some more stuff. And I have – you know how I've talked to you about the blush that I really like?
Yes.
And then I was going to order myself another one in a lighter.
Right.
They have another color. It's like a baby pink
blush.
And then they sent us one.
Yeah.
And it's every bit as amazing as I thought it would be. So what it is it's like a cream.
I can't wait to put makeup on.
Yeah, it's on like a stick. It's in a stick and there's a blush on each side of it that's a cream kind of blush. And one side is baby pink and then the other side is a glow.
Right.
So it's like a glowy highlighter.
Right.
And honestly, you could just wear the glow.
Right.
Which is what I do with my other blush.
Right.
Also, they sent a moisturizer, which I love.
Oh, my God.
I've been using it every day. And a cleanser.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is so – it's really good stuff.
Thank you, Wander Beauty. I'm going to – as soon as I get settled in the new house and start opening boxes, I'm going to – I can't wait to dive in.
Yeah. So – and also, as you know, once I started using their powder, like it's a foundation, I've never gone back to anything. Like I've been buying it.
Really?
It's so good.
It's good. I know.
It looks like a powder puff. But it's – and it goes on with a little powder puff thing, but it's not powder. It's like it's a real foundation.
Yes.
And I always get complimented on my makeup when
I know. Wear it. It's flawless. It's beautiful. You guys, listen. I mean, what better endorsement can you get?
I know. Just go to wanderbeauty.com/FCOL and you're going to get 20% off your first purchase or off your purchase. So I think you should do it so that you can see that I ain't lying.
She ain't lying.
No, wanderbeauty.com/FCOL.
That's right, bitches.
Also, should we just get this out of the way?
Sure.
The podcast one? No, I was just going to say that Podcast One wants you to know that they have a show called The Collider Network, and it's a YouTube channel turned podcast super network that's got everything for your pop culture needs. It's they've got Collider Sports, Jedi Council, one-on-one with Christian Harloff. They've got a trivia thing, movie talk. Anyway, check them out, Collider Network, every week on Podcast One.
What's going on, Stephanie?
Okay, so let me just tell you this.
I might have to switch seats with you at some point.
Why?
Because my back is all out of whack.
Oh.
And my neck from lifting boxes.
You want me to go like more this way?
Yeah, maybe. But go ahead.
Okay.
Anyway,
so
that's enough about us.
Okay, so I just have a story for you.
Yeah.
First of all, my
There. That's
is that
good.
Better?
Yeah.
We're so old.
I know. Jesus.
We're going to turn this from a parenting podcast to an aging podcast.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, right? Yeah.
We'll start every week with like our arthritis corner.
Right.
What's going on? Is it your back, your knees? What's your elbows? What are you feeling arthritis in this week?
Then we move on to our dentures.
We'll have all advertisers that are just like arthritis medication.
Right. We'll do commercials like Lisa Rinna does.
Yeah, it depends. Kaylin, can you find out if Depends wants to sponsor us?
Get on that. Call Podcast One. Get Norm on it.
Okay. So here's what happened. Did I tell you last week that Xander, there was like a possible audition for him?
Did we see each other last week? I cannot remember the last time I saw you.
I don't know. But okay.
But yeah.
So I think you'll enjoy this story.
Did you mention this?
Maybe I didn't.
So
I have this friend that wrote a pilot that has a part for a trans kid in it. And she asked me, oh my God, I haven't talked to you about this because...
Oh, see, I knew it. I was like, do I have amnesia again?
I'm so bad with the stuff that
I can't remember if I had amnesia or not. Yeah.
No, I haven't talked to you about this.
That's
happened after last week.
Okay.
Okay.
I get this call. Happened after last week.
I have a friend who's a writer. I don't want to say who it is because, I mean, she's not famous, but she's done very well for herself.
Mm-hmm.
She and her husband sold a pilot that has a trans kid in it.
Mm-hmm.
And she Facebook messaged me and she was like, hey, do you think Xander would want to read for this? Now, she doesn't know. I talked to her on the phone a while ago because she knows that I have a trans kid. And she wanted me to weigh in because
– when she was writing it?
Yeah. She just wanted me to give her some experience
sure.
that she could use and
mm-hmm.
make sure she was writing it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So I did. So then she was like, hey, would Xander want to audition? But the part was for a younger kid. So I wrote her back. I sent her a picture of Xander and I said, hey, he can't play that young. She wanted somebody who was between six and nine.
Okay.
I said, you know, my kid just turned 11.
Right.
He could probably play like late nines.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
To early tens.
Uh-huh.
So she was like, okay, I'll let you know if we decide to go older.
Okay.
So I don't hear. I forget about it. Put it out of my head. Then I get this this call that comes in on my landline, which is from Trans Talent.
Okay.
So do you remember a while ago when Xander got the audition for Modern Family?
Yes.
Okay. It did not go well because he was so nervous.
Right.
So I look at the phone and I was like, well, that's weird. I never answered that phone. It was my landline.
Right.
Where it comes up. So I answer the phone and it's this lady who runs this company for trans talent.
Okay.
It's all in the name.
Trans talent. Okay.
Okay. So this lady talks
in the name.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're hostage on the phone when you're talking to her.
Oh, my God.
And it had happened the time before and I remembered. But so I sort of braced myself because I didn't know what she wanted. And she was like, hi, Stephanie. I don't know. Do you know who this is? And I said, no. And then she's like, it's
Ed McMahon.
I'm gonna change your name.
You?
It's Barbara from the Trans Talent. And I said, she goes, remember I called you a couple years ago for Modern Family for your son? And I said, yeah, of course I remember. Now, I'd gotten that audition for him from somebody else, from somebody who reached out to me on Facebook and said they're looking for somebody to audition for this. She just happened to be the person who was in charge of sending – I don't – whatever. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Here's the story. So she says, listen, there's this project. Mm-hmm. And she starts acting like she is the total inside. Like,
right. She's network executive for the show.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I know she's not because she doesn't know that I know the person who actually wrote the fucking show.
Right.
So she's talking to me like it's this like she's in the CIA.
Yeah.
And she's like, so there's this project that I know about. Now, your son, there haven't been projects in a while, and I'll tell you why. Because Trump has made it very difficult to be visible as a trans person. So she's going on this – getting on this whole like political bent, which, you know, I agree with her in some ways. But I'm also like – also this woman doesn't stop talking.
Right.
So I'm like, and she's like, well, anyway, there's this project, and it's has a boy. And I was like, can I just stop you for a second? I said, is this called – and then I said the name of the project.
Right.
You know, is this called the blah, blah, blah project? And she went, well, yeah. How did you know about it? And I said, well, I'm friends with the person who wrote it.
You should have told. You should have fucked with her and said, your boyfriend told me just to get her in trouble. Like, I think she's in trouble.
Yeah. So I said, I know the person who wrote it. I said, she actually reached out to me to see if Xander wanted to audition for it.
Mm-hmm.
And – but the part was too young. And she's like, oh, well, they've decided – she goes, I just got a call 2 hours ago that they've decided to go up to 11.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, okay, sure. Like, you know. Then she goes off on this – I'm sorry. I don't know what she was talking about. But it went on and on. It was like she became the human resume.
Oh, my God.
She was just listing off. She's like, let me tell you what I've been doing.
Oh.
She starts
–
I'm doing a little bit of acting.
Uh-huh.
And I've been blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know when – someone's talking so much about stuff you don't give a fuck about.
Oh, yeah, I know,
like I might be doing right now.
No. Like who I'm married to. Yeah. Yes.
So at one point, I mean, John was like – John was sitting next to me and he sees me. I'm looking at him like, help me.
Don't you wish there was cameras on you at some times in your life? Like, just the craziness of the situation, just the fact that she's probably trying to impress you. First, she's trying to tell you, like, who she, you know, that she's working for this project that's a, you know, big deal. But then she finds out that you're a part of it. And then she's, like, trying to tell you her whole resume and who she
was.
You know, you could see that kind of, like, so like climber type person. I can already
but
tell.
But I also think there's mental illness here. Because,
really?
Yeah, because it was the same way the last time I talked to her and she didn't know I knew the person. She just – I think something's going on.
Yeah, there's so, –
it's not a normal person who talks
disorder.
Too much. I think there's a personality disorder.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I can't diagnose her because I didn't listen hard enough.
Right.
But it's just like her voice – she just doesn't stop talking. It went on for like 20 minutes of just her talking and me doing other things.
Right.
And she doesn't wait to see if you're still listening. She doesn't
– that's the insane part. Where they're not aware. They don't know. They're not aware of – they're just talking into darkness.
Yeah.
And they think somebody's they don't wait to hear like – and what did you do? You just sat there?
So finally I said, I'm sorry. I said, I have to go and I need to go pick up my kids from school.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just give me the casting person's info so I can connect with them? Oh, well, yeah. Okay, well, what time are you going to be back?
Oh, my God.
And I said, well, I don't know, in like an hour and a half. And she's like, well, I really need to really discuss this with you more. There's more to talk about. So before I give you any information, I'm really – I just – you know, why don't you call me back when you get back with your kids?
Oh,
and I can really explain to you – like then she's still going on. So I go, okay, fine. So I hang up. I didn't have to pick up the kids. John was going to get them. So I messaged my friend whose project it is. And I was like, hey, FYI, I heard that you're decided to go older. I go, I got a call from this woman and I said, Barbara.
Right.
And she doesn't stop talking. So is there a way – like I said, mm-hmm. so just to let you know, I've been contacted, but apparently I have to call her back because I think she wants to talk writing with me.
Right.
Like,
she wants,
so she writes. So my friend writes back and she's like, oh, I know Barbara. She goes, yeah,
oh, she
goes, she's a lot. She said, but I think she means well.
Oh, they always mean well.
Yeah. She's like, okay, great, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I get back. Oh, so she says, let me just, so my friend says, let me send you the script. So I get the script and it's, I read it and it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
There you go.
Yeah. Then Barbara calls me back, calls mm-hmm. me back again. Is this a good time to talk?
Oh, my God.
And I said, sure, you know. Mm-hmm. So can you hook me up with the casting person? Can you just – and she says, well, here's what's going on. A lot's changed and I'm representing talent now. So I will need you to sign a contract so that I will be officially working with Xander. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, what?
Crazy pants.
Yes.
Slow your crazy roll. I just said, I'm not comfortable with that.
No.
I said,
you don't fucking sign something for an audition.
Yeah. I go, my kid's not even like an actor.
Right.
I go, he's just a regular kid. He doesn't even take acting classes. I go, he just wants to read for it
right.
for fun.
Right.
He's probably not going to get it. Oh, yeah. Well, he's probably not going to get it. I mean, he's not an actor. He's not even interested in acting. And I said,
He
takes improv classes, you know. No, he likes to. He wants to try it. I said, I'm telling you, Lynette, she's crazy.
Not in the fucking – oh, my God.
She says, well, I mean, he's not going to – you can't just go in and audition for something when you're not even like – if he's not an actor, I mean, that just doesn't happen.
Is she insane?
Yeah.
Now I'm mad. Like, what is she talking about? What does she want a fucking degree from the Lee Strasberg Theater? I mean, what does she think?
I know. So I said, then she starts because she doesn't.
Does she not?
No, and she doesn't break for conversation. So she just goes on this talking about it goes into this thing about the kid from E.T. Well, you know, it has happened. I mean, the kid from E.T. Do you know the story about the kid from E.T.?
Oh, my God.
The kid from E.T. went in and they were looking all over the country and then they found this kid and they brought him in and he was really good. And then he did the movie and I was like, I don't know what the fuck this has to do with anything.
I know.
Oh, obviously, the kid from E.T. was an actor.
Right.
He wouldn't have fucking gotten an audition in the first place.
Right.
And he was young. And I don't know that we ever heard from that kid again anyway.
Yes.
So bad example.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So I'm like, it's going on and on and on and on. And I said, I'm not signing a contract. I go, can you give me the – this is what I said. At this point, I'm talking like this.
Yeah.
I go, can you give me the casting person or not? If not, why don't I just go to my friend and
right.
It's okay.
Yes.
She says, well, okay. If you're not going to – if you won't sign a – I'll tell you what I can do.
She goes, God.
I will send him in, but you'll just have to give me a verbal contract that on this project – I'll get 10%. You'll give me 10% because
what?
It's a lot of work. She's
Are
like,
you
this
kidding?
Is,
oh, my
she goes,
God.
I mean, this is a series regular.
Well,
I don't know why you think that I would get that I would send you in there and not at least take 10%. I mean, this is my job.
God.
This is what I do for a living.
Wow. Hollywood has changed.
Yeah. And
she's like fucking like shaking you down for 10%.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's against SAG-AFTRA rules too.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is. So I said,
"Oh my God!"
I said, "You know what? I'm not interested in paying you 10%. Why would I pay you 10%? I'm friends with the person who wrote the pilot. I don't need you,
right?
And
right.
at this point, I'm getting mad and I'm about to hang up on her. And she's like, "Okay, well." I said, you know what? Let me – I said, but it was just so awkward.
Right.
I just wanted to get off the phone at this point. And I said, it's okay. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the call. Not interested in being represented by you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just I'll figure it out on my own.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, well, I do think that would be best because, you know, I mean, I need to send clients in there. I mean, if I'm going to send somebody – anyway, your son is not going to book this role if he's not an
actor.
Oh, my God. And I go – okay, I got to go. Thank you.
Bye.
I hung up the phone.
Fucking A. I want to find this
messaged
girl.
My friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, so here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara got back in touch with me, but she wants me to sign a contract. I'm not interested. So if you want to hook me up with the casting person, that's great. If not, whatever. And she was like, oh, my gosh, of course I will. She's like, let me give me your phone number. I'm going to email them right now. She's like, but did she really insist on taking 10%? And I said, was she like explicit about that? I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She wouldn't let me get off the phone until I agreed to give her 10%. And I finally told her to forget it.
Right.
And she was like, I'm so sorry. And then she
needs to get rid of her.
So she connects me with the person. Right. They're like, hey, we got your name from blah, blah, blah. Love to see your son.
Mm-hmm.
So I make an appointment for Tuesday. Yesterday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then I called Julie because Julie's daughter, Bella, is, you know, does some acting stuff.
Oh, she does.
Yeah, she does. And she's so phenomenally talented. And she's got you can't imagine how good her voice is.
Oh, yeah.
We went to see her. She was Maria in Sound of Music for a company called Golden, which is like Jax, only actually good and nice to the kids. It's like Jax, only not assholes.
Right.
And I've seen a few of their performances and they're really good. And you may wonder, well, how come you've done Jax and not Golden? Well, it's because Golden is a little bit far for me.
Right.
And Jax was like at our school.
Yeah, of course.
So.
Right. Yeah.
But from now on, I would never, of course, do Jax. Anyway, went to go see Bella at a show at Golden playing Maria in Sound of Music. And it was like watching a show at the Pantages. She was that good.
Mm-hmm.
So Julie gives me the name of a coach that coaches kids on their sides if they have an audition. I contact this person. I'm like, look, I got a kid. He's not an actor, but he gets really nervous about stuff. And I just want him to be able to go in on this audition and have some fun and have it be a relaxed thing. Can you help him?
Right.
Yes, we can. No problem. Okay, so I make an appointment with them. They're like, when's the audition? I go, Tuesday afternoon. They said, okay, we can see him. Do you want us to see him Monday afternoon? I go, okay. So I got the Xander coaching Monday afternoon, and then I've got Monday night fundraiser
for
the school that I threw.
Right.
Then Tuesday afternoon I'm going to have his audition.
Right. That's this week. This is all this week. This has happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Monday night. So Monday after school, John takes Xander to the coaching.
Where is it at? I'm just curious.
It's in Studio City at someone's house.
Okay. Good.
So Xander comes home, and he looks like he's just been in a car accident. Like he just looks traumatized. He's got no color in his face. Poor kid's lips are chapped.
Oh, my
He's,
God.
Like, twitching, you know.
Oh, my God.
I was like, how'd it go? He's like, well, so meanwhile, he was trying to memorize the sides, and he worked with me, like, the night before, and I thought he sounded great.
Right.
Like, I'm not, you know.
Right. Yeah, and he's relaxed.
I'm not, on the membership of the Oscar nominations, but whatever that is.
Right.
But I thought he did great. Like, he sounded like he was into it, you know. And, you know, I just was like, okay, try to sound a little more. This says you're supposed to be terrified, and you sound, like, sort of scared.
Right.
So, you know, amp it up a little bit, and he did. And I was like, good job, I'm sure. And I'm expecting the coaching just to sort of do that. But no, they treated it like he was Robert De Niro.
Oh,
and they're like, all right. They broke down the sides with him so that every line was like, what's your
– Oh, this... my God.
Now, I'm sure that works for people that are professional actors.
Right.
You know, because then it's like, okay, that's good.
They should have taken the situation and looked at it.
And I explained it to them in depth. And told them that he's a very self-conscious kid and tends to get nervous about acting. So I just need you to help him relax.
Right.
No, it was totally the opposite. I'm not saying it was their fault. I'm just saying them, the way they were helping him got him totally, John said,
in
his head. He was like, okay, they want me to sound, they're like, you need to sound sad here. And you need to sound happy here, and you need to sound in every line. They were marking up the script for him. And then they were like, who's your agent?
Oh, my God.
Should have told him to say Barbara over at Trans
Talent.
He said, I don't have an agent. And they said, whoa, well, who's your manager? And he said, well, I don't have a manager. This is according to him. He said, they said, well, how'd you get this audition? And he said, oh, my mom set it up for me. And he said, they went, oh, So, he felt kind of dumb and like he's not supposed to have it.
Aww.
So then he's like, just like I said, he seemed like I needed to get him in to see a psychiatrist that afternoon. Needed some Ativan.
And
a little hit of Zoloft.
I know. Really.
I'm like, all right, you know what you need? You need to relax. I was like, you don't have to go on this audition. I said, it's not that important.
Right.
It's just –
it's for fun.
If
it's
it was
to be
for fun,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he said, no, I want to go on it. But he's in like a terrible mood all afternoon.
He wants to do it, but he's too afraid. But your kids are good that way. I love that your kids want to confront their fears. Wasn't it Sadie?
Spoiler alert, he didn't go.
Well, hold on. Shush. But wasn't it Sadie that did the jumping off the diving board?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. And I've heard now a few times Sander stories where he wants to get something done because he knows it's going to feel good for him.
Yes.
But he knows that it's going to be scary to do it. He's gone through many of those hurdles, obviously.
Yeah.
I love that your kids have that
yes.
gusto. They have that
yeah.
they have that grit.
He wanted He wanted to face his fears.
What's Elby doing? No, I'm just kidding. No.
Exactly.
But that's great. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that about your kids. Anyway, sorry.
So I said –
So you said he wanted to go. No, I want to go. And you said
– He said it, though, like this is going to be worse than, you know, military torture.
Yeah.
But I'll do it.
But I think he wants to – I think he probably
– I think he did. But I got to tell you, I don't think it would have been worth –
He's not up for all that.
I just don't think he was up. I mean, and it's not really the situation. I'm sure they would have been very nice to him.
Of course.
The people at Modern Family Audition were super nice
to
him.
The people in Hollywood are, you know, the real people.
Yeah.
Super nice. It's the fucking wannabe star climbers. You know,
it's the casting offices that are like the early level
that
are worse.
Right.
But when you're actually going to network, mm-hmm. not going to network in the classic form of like you've passed through all the casting and you're going to.
Right.
But I'm talking about like the network
people.
Casting people, mm-hmm. the people that
have
an
a
office
job.
At NBC.
Exactly.
That are seeing people after you've been seen at the regular casting. Mm-hmm. It's like. Those people are so nice.
Yes.
They're there to help.
They're secure.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
And they just want you – they want you to do a good job and they want to help you do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
So that would – and I told him that. I was like, the people that are in the casting office are going to be so nice to you.
Yeah.
But Modern Family kind of fucked his shit up. Like
– Well,
remember he got so nervous.
Was there a lot of other kids there?
There were a bunch of kids. Remember I told you there were a bunch of like real actory kids?
Yeah.
Even though I knew none of them were going to get it because they wanted to hire a trans kid.
Right.
There were a bunch of obviously not transgender kids
right.
with their like four picture – with their headshots
yes.
with them and like glasses
cards.
Without – you know,
yes.
they're like
– Where they look serious.
I'm a quirky kid.
Yeah, quirky kid. And then the other one where they look serious.
Someone's wearing suspenders.
Right.
And you're like, oh, come on.
This isn't
an audition for ALF.
I know.
You know?
Exactly.
80s sitcom. They all look like 80s sitcom kid actors, you know? And Xander got immediately intimidated.
Right.
Even though I whispered to him, I was like, these kids are not trans. They're not getting it.
Yeah.
They're going to – only the trans kids are going to get it.
Right.
But it just made him so nervous.
It is.
It's a thing. You know, when I tend to do this to myself too, I think everybody knows what they're doing more than I do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. And then you take a step back and you realize, no, nobody knows what the fuck they're doing.
Right.
And you do. You know what
but
I mean?
But I always feel like a fraud.
Yeah.
It's like
no,
in my DNA.
I always
feel like no matter what I'm doing, I feel like there's somebody out there that really knows – that's doing the same thing I'm doing but better. If I'm writing a book, I go, I'm not really an author. I don't know how to do this.
Yeah.
Other people write books. I don't write a bestseller.
Right,
that's just my head does.
Yes.
I have to fight against
it.
So I was trying to help him fight against that.
Yeah.
Going – and I was trying to relate and go, I totally understand how you feel. Like I have felt that way in acting auditions where mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know how to act. I feel stupid. I get it. I said, but it's not going to feel like that. I said, but he seemed so nervous that I just said, look, it's not important.
Mm-hmm.
You went to the coaching.
Right.
You learned the sides. I go, that was half the battle.
Exactly.
If you decide not to do it, it's not a big deal. But I'll do it. And I said, why don't you wake up tomorrow morning and you see how you feel?
Right.
So the next morning, he woke up looking kind of stricken. And I said, you know what? I'm going to cancel the audition. Mm-hmm. I said, and because he had improv that night too, which he loves.
Right.
And he loves his improv.
Right.
I said, I'm going to cancel the audition and you're going to only do things that bring you joy mm-hmm. for a little while. And mm-hmm. if after doing improv for, you know, a few months, if you feel like – if another one comes up and you feel like doing it, great. Mm-hmm. But I don't think we need to go through this for this one. And he goes, okay. Done.
Because, you know, he's probably waked up and is probably thinking in his head like, okay, you know, I really – imagine if you got a job on a show.
Right.
Modern Family or, a TV show. You know, he's probably thinking that, like, how cool.
Of course.
I really want to do it.
Right.
Here's my opportunity. But fucking A, fuck all that noise. I got to deal with people like Barbara and what's your angle? Where are you coming from when you say this line? Fuck that. He's just probably like, yeah, and the last time he went, there's all those the kids and it's intimidating.
I just think he's intimidated and doesn't have the confidence right now to go into a room and feel like he can act because he hasn't taken an acting class. He's not comfortable with it yet, and he's being thrown into, like, the deep end going to NBC. Like, I think that was, kind of crazy to him. He didn't know that it would be, like, on the studio at the –
Is it at NBC?
It would have been at NBC.
You know, one of my very good friends works at NBC and knows what pilots get picked up and stuff.
Oh, yeah. So well, they haven't even shot this pilot, obviously. But
– wow.
So it was fine, and he didn't go.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay. At least he went to the – yeah, he did. He did half
the
battle.
It's fine. He did half of it.
Yeah, that's fine.
He went to the – he got coached.
I like them. It just – it's all lessons in life. And this is a lesson that you learned and he learned that he does want to do something. I think that he does want to go in that direction, but he's intimidated a little bit. And he needs to get more experience and a little more chops or something so that he feels more confident.
But here's the thing too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I'm down with him being
a
transgender actor anyway.
Right.
You know, it's not – and I think he totally understands that – but the thing is if he even did it, he'd be kind of out there. And I'm not sure I'm comfortable for him being like you can't ever – then everybody knows.
Right.
You know, and he's only 11.
I know.
And so part of me was like I don't know if I would let him do it.
It's hard enough to grow up. Even as a straight kid, how are you going to grow up like that? I mean, it's a tough business all around.
Yeah. So I wasn't exactly wanting him to do it really in the first place. I just didn't want to deny him the opportunity if he wanted it.
Right.
That's why when I was like, this kid is not all in on this anyway.
Yeah. Don't
better. Let's just not do it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's good.
So let's do this ad for
Because I want to hear how for
I will tell you it was great.
Yeah, Brandless.
Love Brandless.
Brandless.
I just got a bunch of stuff from them.
You did? What'd you get?
I picked out bunch of spices.
Mm-hmm.
Some more peanut butter plates. Mm-hmm. Some utensils.
You know what? Yeah. Olga's been using them. I gotta get back on because we just moved. Everything's in boxes, but she's used them and she loves them because she's always, cutting the coupons and she loves when she can get a good deal.
Yeah, their food's really good.
Yeah.
I got taco seasoning.
Yeah.
I got some measuring spoons.
That's good.
Which I got really nice stainless steel measuring spoons, mm-hmm. which were like $10 mm-hmm. at Bed Bath & Beyond.
I know.
Everything's $3.
$3.
Yeah.
Brandless, everything is $3. And it's got a ton of different – a wide range of products like diapers to food, different kinds of foods, organic baby foods, protein, pet treats.
Pistachios.
Pistachio. I mean, it's got everything.
Yeah.
So – and everything is $3, okay? Every time you check out at Brandless, they donate a meal to someone facing hunger, which is amazing.
That's so cool. I love that charitable stuff.
I do too. So you guys can help yourself and help the world by you'll receive $10 off your first order of $50 plus and free shipping, okay? So if you order anything $50 or more – you'll get free shipping. You'll get $10 off. If you go to brandless.com, FCOL is the code
to
use.
That's so great because you know what? You can do it instead of shopping and
I know.
You're going to get a big box full of so much stuff.
Exactly.
If you spend $50, That's a lot of $3 items.
Oh, yeah.
And then you'll get $10 off. So you'll have spent $40, which you spend at the grocery store, I'm sure, every day.
Right.
But a big box is going to come with all this
all
fun
your shit.
Stuff.
Think about your Target list. You know, I have a list running for Target.
Yeah.
I'm going to brandless.com and I'm going to get all this. There's a ton of stuff. Why spend all that money at all these other stores?
Exactly.
You could spend $3 an item.
So brandless.com, FCOL.
Mm-hmm. So how was the
Okay, so For Crying Out Loud Parenting Out Loud was a great show. It
yeah.
was really fun. Everybody did great. I told the talkies story.
Yeah. So wait, before it gets to you, the parents told their own
stories? Yeah, I booked like 10 people.
Right.
I had a couple who are in a band together.
Oh, cute.
So they went first and they did like a rap song and then they did another funny song about parenting. It was really cute.
That's
and
cute.
Then, yeah, I mean a bunch of – and then I had another mom who's a singer mm-hmm. who's like a Broadway – sings like show tunes kind of – and she sang the song from Dear Evan Hansen,
oh.
the So Big, So Small, which is
–
oh, my God, it's a good song.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I teared up. And then she sang another song, and then the rest of the people just were like storytellers.
Really?
I had like our math teacher from the middle school. Her husband mm-hmm. is a stand-up. So
oh.
he told a story like in a stand-up-y way, and then it was really
yeah.
fun.
Were
and
there
it was
any
packed.
Parents?
It was sold out.
Really? That's
yeah.
great. Were there any parents that like – that wanted it to – that did their stories or wanted to do their stories but you thought were kind of like
– No.
Like, how does that work? Like, if
well, a couple of people reached out to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do vet. I kind of have to know who they are already.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't book anybody that, like, I don't know, have never seen, unless they send me something.
Uh-huh.
So a couple years ago, somebody was like, I really want to do it. And they – did I ever tell you this story? And they sent me – they said, I'm a writer and I do funny stories. And
right.
I was like, great. Send me – your story. Oh, she said, do you want to just read my blog? And of course I was like, no. No, I don't want to freaking read your blog. But she
okay,
said,
lazy.
Well, can you just look at it and see? I have a bunch of entries on there that could be a good story. So I look at her blog mm-hmm. and it's not stories. It's not fully like stories with a beginning, middle, and an end. It's like I was went to Starbucks today and there were a bunch of kids. I don't know what it was, but
right.
I write her back and I was like, I don't see anything in here that's an actual standalone story. These are blog posts.
Right.
These are like journal entries.
Yeah.
I wasn't mean about it, but I
right.
was like, do you have something that's actually a story with a beginning, middle, and an end?
Yes.
So she sends me – she's like, oh, if she sends me the link to one of her blog posts that's whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't right. So
right.
I write her back and I said – you know, this is not quite what we do.
Right.
What I recommend is that you come and you watch the show once
mm-hmm.
and you see what we do and then you can decide if you want
yeah.
to do it next year.
Yeah.
Then I just never heard from her again.
Oh.
And
lazy.
Then another mom who I'm sure does not listen to the podcast, so it doesn't matter, but got mad that she wasn't booked on this show. She's already done it like 3 times.
Oh.
And she's not amazing. Like she's
right.
fine. But
right.
And she wrote, wow, I just saw that you're doing Parenting Out Loud again and was very surprised that I wasn't asked to do it.
Oh, gee. She wrote, wow? Oh,
yeah.
What a fucking asshole.
Yeah. So I wrote back, sorry, I'm just trying to mix it up, which
yeah.
is true. I was really trying
yeah.
to use different people.
Right.
And then she wrote, I'm just – basically was just like, yeah, I'm just hurt. You know, I really would have liked to do it.
Oh, get over yourself. What the fuck?
Yeah. That's what I deal with.
Ugh.
But – sold out, and I'm going to tell you the names of some of the people that the raffle that sent me raffle items.
Mm-hmm.
And we made like almost $800 just on the raffle.
Really?
Yeah, which was just all stuff I brought in.
Oh,
my
God.
And it sold out, and we made almost like $3,000 for the school.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's so nice.
I know.
For
a fun
night. $3,000 for a fun night at Vitello's. I mean,
yeah.
It's all good all the way around.
Yeah, it was – I was really nervous about it, but it went off without a hitch.
That's
I mean, it was
great.
Perfect.
That's
yeah.
so cool.
Yeah.
You know, I just heard the other day, I think it was on Howard Stern's show, that and it's a great idea. And we should do this, Kaylin, is they – it's a guy – it's one of the – some disc jockey, some East Coast radio guy had where they send – they get stuff all the time. You know, the, he said, like, Howard, as you know, working radio, you get things sent to you all the time. So what we do is anytime things are sent to us, we put it aside, we put it in a box, and then we have a yard sale kind of thing. And we invite the listeners to come down, and everybody buys things, and they take all the proceeds, and they gave it to charity. Like, isn't that – that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because we get stuff sent to us, not Wander Beauty and that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's not going in any yard sale.
No, hell no. But we get, like, you know, we get stuff sent, books and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, how did you do?
Great.
Yeah, so
great.
You read the
– So I wrote out that story that you guys all know about the girl that – ate too many Takis and had
story.
To go to urgent care.
Yeah.
Or the ER, wherever she went.
Right.
Yeah. I basically just wrote out that story and told it about me being just really trying hard to like get Sadie friends.
Right.
Which I'm still in that position. The funny thing was is, you know, it was an embarrassing story to be like the mom who you know,
who
as you know, literally
like a monkey to get. And you're like, any takers in the audience?
Anybody? Yeah, that's what I said. I said, although now that I've read this, I'm sure nobody wants a play date at my house.
I know, really.
But you know what? A couple of people were like, my daughter would love to come play with your daughter. And she can handle her talkies.
Oh, my God. That's so cute.
Yeah.
That's great. Oh, did they videotape it?
I don't think so.
I think you should get it videotaped.
I should have done that.
Yeah. Somebody should. There's got to be a dad that can do that or something.
We're so sexist. We're like, there's got to be a man who knows how to work a video camera.
Yeah, I don't know because there's always this one dad that I think I told you about. He's the guy that does that for our school.
Right.
And he's the guy that's there. Like I volunteered at the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory backstage stagehand and he's there. Like he's just that guy like a Seinfeld character like, hey – hey, Lynette, how's it going? Sonny still doing track? You know, I was a track star myself, you know? And I'm like, oh, my God. And so he – it's like, do you ever – where he's at all the functions.
Right.
And it's like, where's your – do you ever work and where's the wife? So I've come to find out the wife works, like, I don't know, in downtown L.A. and she has long hours. Apparently, he doesn't have long hours and he has a flexible job. I don't know doing what. But he's always up in your grill. And so he's always that guy that's always around. Oh, you know, we need a videographer. I'll do it. Mr. Sampson said he'll do it, you know.
Right, right.
He's always that guy. So I don't
know. I'm suspicious of those people.
Me too. I want to know what's going on. Like what is really going on?
Have you ever had this too? And this has nothing to do with school. But every time I go to my gym.
Mm-hmm. I got to go to the gym.
I see this woman.
Why you
got to
be a one-upper?
Well, here's the weird thing. I don't go to the gym all that regularly,
yeah.
And I always go at random times.
Yeah.
Because it's just my schedule. It's
right.
Like sometimes I will go earlier in the day, but
me
a lot
too.
Of times I go in the late afternoon. Sometimes I'll go at night.
Yeah.
I always see the same woman.
Isn't that weird?
And she's not like anorexic. She's
right.
Not super skinny.
No.
So she can't
right.
be.
I isn't it weird when you see that same person at the gym? And you've seen them for years, and they wear the same dolphin shorts,
yeah.
And they got the same body that doesn't change.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
And you're like, what the fuck? What are you living here, first of all? And then second of all, how come your body is the same as it been 3 years ago when
right.
I saw you on that treadmill?
Because something must be wrong where they must be just coming there and spending all day long. It must be their whole social life. And then they just set the machine at a really light
I think so,
like,
too.
So that they're just like
hey,
not
Marge.
Doing much.
Yeah, they know like what times classes are and they know who's what friends take which class. Oh, I'll see. So I think you're right. I think that they might not have really a life.
Yeah.
And that's their life. That's so
that's
sad.
How I sort of feel about those people at school, the ones that are always there. Because if I'm rarely there and every time I'm there, I
the
see
same.
You mm-hmm. must be there all the time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. No, I know. I'm squirming in my seat a lot. I'm trying all these different positions.
Because your back hurts from moving?
Yeah. I don't know if you know, but I've moved.
Yeah. So tell me about it. Catch us up.
Well, no. And I don't know if you know, but I'm the mover, Olga and I. And
were you
other,
stuck moving couches again?
Not couches, but heavy fucking boxes. And we live in a two-story now. And fucking two-story takes the life out of me. I'm thinking to myself, I don't – honest to God, I thought this morning when I ran up the stairs and I thought, I think I'm going to have to get one of those chairs that go up and down the stairs. I really do, because I'm out of breath. My heart's pounding into my ear. I'm thinking, oh, my God, I haven't had like a physical in so long. What if my heart's about to drop? Like, I don't know. I started freaking myself out. So I made doctor's appointment this morning.
Oh, good. You should have a physical.
I know. I don't have a real I don't have a doctor. I made the OBGYN appointment, but I need a regular doctor. I don't. If anybody in the Burbank, Glendale, Pasadena, Studio City, and Encino area know of a doctor, let me know.
I have a great GP. But
you do?
He's in Encino.
He's in Encino?
Yeah, but he's great.
You think I can get in?
Yes.
That's the other
easily.
Problem. Everybody's like, oh, like Dr. Ask, Dr. Drew. Yeah, Dr. Drew's given me three names, the same three names for years. And those three people are always booked constantly, not taking any new patients.
Mine is not booked. He's fairly easy to get an appointment with, but he's really good and people swear by him.
I want to go to him.
Is his name Cabani?
I'm going to – okay, I'm writing it down.
Cabani. I have to
so,
look it up.
Dr. Stephanie.
Yeah.
So the stairs, my heart – like last night I was testing my resting heartbeat. Not my resting bitch face, but my resting heartbeat. Because my heart pounds out of my chest now and I go up and down those stairs. What's wrong with me?
I don't know, because you're not out of shape. You do go to the gym.
I haven't gone to the gym in a while. And I've been – I don't know. I think my body is physically exhausted.
Well, yeah, you have been stressed and you just moved.
I think does stress really do – mental stress plays a part of it too, right?
I think so. Mental stress exhausts me.
Yeah, my chest feels tight.
I think you're having anxiety because you're thinking about having
– Yes.
So I think you should go get checked out
for sure. I'll tell you why. Also, a friend of ours that we worked with at ABC, and I think I might have mentioned this a couple months back. She's younger than me. She has two kids, young kids. She went in to get a hernia surgery, and she had a full-on cardiac arrest on the table and died. Mm-hmm. Her name was Suzanne. She worked at ABC. She was great. She was an executive, great woman, and she died. And so my friends at ABC were like, Jesus, did you – and then this morning I got a text first thing this morning. Timmy, the guy with Down syndrome that worked at ABC for like 25 years, passed away.
No.
He's like 52, Timmy. And he farted up a storm, but he loved all of us. Like he would come in and bring my copies if I sent the copy to the copier. He worked in the copy room. He didn't like change, by the way, and I was working there when – changes were happening, you know. Instead of a typewriter, you got a computer, and
right,
now you
right,
got,
right.
you know, and the Xerox machines change, and he had a hard time, and there was one person that he would go and see and talk to about it. But he was just so sweet, and he had nicknames for everybody. Like
I don't love change either.
No, I know.
I don't have Down syndrome.
I
just
know.
Hate change.
I know.
I think that's normal.
I know. So anyway, I just now I'm starting to think like my body giving out or something. I don't know, but. I got to go to the doctor. But, yeah, so the house is great, but it's just exhausting. It's
you know what else
exhausting.
It could be? I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
I went to medical school, obviously,
yeah.
for a few years, but
mm-hmm.
I dropped out.
Right.
I'll take
your advice.
It could be menopause.
Yes.
Because around the age that you are right now,
yeah.
do you remember I went through it while I was here? Remember I asked Dr. Drew about it? Remember I said I feel nervous all the time?
Yeah.
Like my chest feels like palpitating.
Right.
And he said – I remember he said to me, like, are you working your 12-step program? Do you remember that?
Yeah,
you were with me.
Because
you said, let's ask Dr. Drew. Because
yeah.
I was like, I feel like my heart's palpitating all the time.
Yeah,
like, I feel nervous.
Yeah.
And he was like, I said, no.
It's not that.
Because he
yeah.
was like, is there something that you're not, like, dealing with? And I was like, I don't think so. And then I just started doing some research, and that's a definite sign of menopause.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's weird, too, because my last period that I got – okay. All right. Listen, this is just a trigger warning. If any guy or any woman or if you get squeamish, don't listen to this two-minute part of the show. But last week on Wednesday, we had a Corolla Drinks meeting. I'm sitting in a room with a bunch of guys, one girl who's now working with us on sales. But the guys – I don't really know her. And then the guys – and – all of a sudden, and Natalia's in the back room. She's here with me. I feel like gushing blood. I go to the bathroom. I stuff toilet paper in my pants. Then I can't sit down the rest of the meeting. I'm pacing back and forth. Patrick's like, what the fuck? Will you sit down? I'm like, I can't sit down. I just got – Aunt Flo just came to visit me and I wasn't prepared. Then – all right. Then I had proceeded to have like the two worst periods of my life, which was a couple days ago in the middle of the move. So it could be that too. Like I don't have the strength of – and I know I got iron, so I got to eat the meat and stuff, which – I'm trying to. I did eat steak that night. Anyway, my point is then like the one day they shut the water off at our house and everything's in boxes. Olga comes early to help me to unpack, to get everything. This is the second day in the house. 2 days in, they shut the water off to work on it.
Okay.
And I'm like, all right, and water shut off. I can't move because I have blood all down my pants, all outside of my pants. I have to put towels on the floor in the master bedroom and wait there until they turn the fucking the water, which was like 3 hours, 4 hours of that. Olga's bringing me lunch. And I'm like, I can't get up, Olga. I can't move.
Okay, you need to water. Go to your OB.
I did. That's
and your gyno. And you need to get that thing where they cauterize or whatever.
Yeah.
Because that's not normal and it's not healthy for you.
No, I know. And then I went.
And who wants to live that way? We don't have to.
I know. That's why I made an appointment.
2019.
Yes.
Nobody has to live like that.
No. That's why I made an appointment this morning. I'm going to get healthy because I don't feel healthy. I feel out of shape. I feel out of breath. I feel like I got to go to the OBGYN. I got to get a mammogram, which I haven't done. And then that night when I took a shower, I'm telling you, like three globs came out, like of blood, just like came out.
Okay, you could have. So sorry if you guys just fast forwarded to this part because you were squeamish. Just keep fast forwarding for a little bit more, because that happened to me and I had a ovarian
cyst,
fibroid. Which was causing blood to pool in my uterus.
Yes,
and then gush out. I almost went to the ER. I mean, I had surgery for it. Yeah, because mine was hurting, and then all of a sudden I just all blood, and it was all over my car. I told you that story before, I think. And then I went in and they checked and they said I had a fibroid. So you might have a fibroid that's causing, because I had the same that thing, like a big hunk of
– Yes, three of that. Well, that
I thought my insides were coming out.
I
was freaking out.
Yeah,
I thought I lost
like.
like a kidney.
I know. Me too. Except I know what it is because I see it. But it wasn't that bad. I've never seen it that much. And it was – and
you
if that was in the shower –
You probably have a fibroid that's poking in – that's opening up a blood – like a blood – so your blood is coming into your uterus. That's why you had that. You need to get seen. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean I do have a fibroid, she did say. But she – I remember.
You should have it removed.
It was the assistant nurse. I don't know if I tell – you know, she was kind of bitchy. And she was like, okay, can you – you know, she was doing an ultrasound to look at it.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, okay, just stay still. And I hate, you know, the thing that goes – and I'm like, all right. And she goes, just can you relax? Like she was an uptight cunt. Like that's all I could think.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Right. And then she's like, okay, you can get dressed. And I go, well, would you – because like it's quiet and she's like
Did you have like the wand up your cooter?
Yes.
Yeah. And nobody needs somebody giving you attitude when there's something
right?
in your cooter.
Thank you. I was like, who are you? I've never seen her before at the office.
These people?
Right. Like, fuck you, bitch. I thought she was my friend. No, she was like – and so then I was like, did you see anything? And she was like, well, looks like you have a fibroid, but that's what she told you. Didn't Dr. whatever told you that? And I said, yeah, but then she told me to come see you and get a whatever.
How long ago was that?
Like a year ago.
Okay. Then it's gotten bigger and it's causing you problems.
Is that why I'm out of breath?
Oh, I don't know why you're out of breath, but if you've lost a bunch of blood, then you're probably anemic, which could cause you to be out of breath.
Yeah.
I think you should go get checked right away.
The only time they can see me is in 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, in 2 weeks.
Yeah. So I made an appointment.
Okay. And just tell them all your symptoms.
Yeah.
So some of it could be hormonal, but I think that you have a fibroid that's causing you the period stuff.
What did they do for your fibroids?
They took it out.
But didn't you get a hysterectomy?
No.
Oh.
No. In fact, I had that surgery before I ever even had Elby. I didn't know you then when this happened to me, but I went in and they did a surgery, like a kind of an emergency surgery. They took as much of the fibroid as they could get that they could see. and then and I don't know, fixed me up. That was after I hemorrhaged basically. And then they fixed me up. And then I went back like, I don't know, a month later and they said, oh, we didn't really get it all. So they did a little more. And then like months after that, they said, you know, it's growing back. We didn't really get it. So they actually went in and did a laparoscopic surgery from the top, mm-hmm. like through my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And they got it all. And I was able – and I got pregnant soon after that.
Hmm.
So it was like right before maybe I got married.
So it's a surgery to get your fibroids out? That's what
they do? They removed it and it solved the problem.
Is it the cauterizing thing? Is that the same thing?
No, that's a different thing. But you might – that might not be your issue. That's for somebody who just has super heavy periods. But you might be – it might not actually be your period. It might be a fibroid that's causing bleeding.
You're right because it pools in your uterus. Because you're exactly right because when every time I notice if I get up, stand up, with first thing in the morning, it comes out.
Yeah.
And that day I was laying on the ground for 3 hours. Finally, they turned the water back on. I jumped in the shower and like three big
so
globs.
That's what's going on.
I couldn't believe it. I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Yeah, I had never seen anything like
that
before.
I was like, what the fuck? Is that?
I'm telling you, I thought I was dying. I pulled over to the side of the road. I'd called John. I was having like pain kind of in my lower back, sort of like by my butt kind mm-hmm. of. And I was like, oh my God, something really hurts. And I didn't know what was going on. And I'd been bleeding before that. So I was like, maybe it could be, is it like have to do with my period? I didn't know. And then I decided, I was like, okay, I'm going to go. Home. I was at my friend. I was at Bonnie McFarland's house. We were writing a script. And I was like, I'm going to go home. So I start driving on the 101. And all of a sudden, I was just like blood was coming out all over the car.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, my God, something's wrong with me.
I know.
I'm dying.
I know.
So I decide that I'm going to – I was like, either I'm going to pull over and like – call 911.
Right.
But then I was kind of near my mom's. I was over the hill from West Hollywood.
Right.
So I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go over Laurel Canyon and I'm going to go to my mom's house.
Right.
This was a long time ago, obviously. Mm-hmm. So I call my mom and I said and then I called my gynecologist, but I had to page because it was like after hours.
Yeah.
And then I get to my mom's house. There's blood everywhere in the car.
Ugh.
She helps me out of the car. I lay down. Anyway, called the doctor and she was like, okay, come in at 8 a.m. If it doesn't stop bleeding, come in at 8 a.m. And then I came in the next day and that's where they discovered. But in the car, big clots of blood.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. But maybe some people are getting something out of this conversation.
Yeah, it was this. But I had never had anything like that happen to me. So I honestly thought something came out of my body. Like,
I know.
I was like, I lost an organ.
I know. That's what it looks like. I'm telling you. Like, three.
Is that my liver?
I know.
Do I drink too much?
I know. Oh, my God. I mean, yeah. And Kaylin, I'm sorry. Because Kaylin cleans the warehouse now. I don't know if there was blood on the ground. There was blood on the floor in the studio.
Yeah, that's a fibroid.
Yeah.
You gotta,
did you see any blood?
You
got to
get in there.
I did not.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Know what? More will be revealed on Friday's episode. Before we wrap, I want to say thank you to Nikki Kaufman, whose restaurant Truxton's.
Oh.
I know I announced this, I think, last week, but she sent me two $100 gift cards her restaurant in Santa Monica, and there's one in Torrance.
Wow.
And it was a huge hit. And then Katie Rockman has an Etsy store called Green Rock Creations, which, oh my God, she sent me the cutest. If you're looking for something for like a new mom.
Yeah.
She did this baby basket that had pacifier, these things that attach the pacifier from the baby's shirt to their mouth.
Yeah.
Plus these really cute handmade bibs
that
are really cute and fashionable and look like they'd be in like Fred Siegel boutique.
Right, right, right.
She sent me a whole basket of stuff. And then she sent me a dog basket with all they do collars.
Oh, that's so cute.
And they were such a hit at the raffle. So check out her store. And
that's
then
nice.
This woman doesn't have a store, but I just want to say thank you to her. Her name's Julie Bray, B-R-A-Y, if you find her in like our group on FCOL. But she sent me a pussy hat she knitted me a pink hat.
Aww.
And it was so cute. And then this gorgeous wrap. It was like a wrap with like little beaded stuff, like a wrap bracelet.
Oh, that's so cute.
It was – people were dying over.
Really?
People
so those were
– yeah, that went into a basket with some other jewelry and
wow.
A purse and some sunglasses.
That's
and,
really
yeah.
cute.
So thank you to you guys that gave me stuff for my thing.
That's nice.
Also, Patreon shout outs.
Yes.
So we're still doing our Patreon. Every week we do a show, 15, 20 minutes of pure
extra,
gold.
Yes.
Yeah, extra content. And if you
no
do
blood
$50
talk.
Level, you'll get a shout out. Like Michelle Baker, who does CBD, THC, CBD, non-THC, chronic relief stuff that you rub on anywhere you have pain. Go to mygreenhorizon.com and in the referral box put FCOL Baker. And Elise Ungs does a photo printed on wood. She's at shimlee, shimlee.com or at Instagram. She's at shimleeusa. Check her out. Casey Howell, she's a real estate agent with Keller Williams Crystal Coast. She covers Eastern North Carolina. So if anybody is looking for a home or a vacation home in North Carolina, give her a call, 910-546-3991. Also, Tish Clevenger, why don't you get on it and add 30 fruits and veggies and grains to your diet? Go to Clevenger, clevenger.juiceplus.com. And I'll just do one more. Why not?
Yeah.
Kate Marengo. We love Kate. She's going to help me design my addition to my house.
Oh,
she's
nice.
Like a Jill of all trades.
Ah.
And I'm going to make her help me pick a new living room rug. Go to interiorchicago.com and put in Kate Marengo, M-O-R-E-N-G-O.
Kate,
thank
I'm
you
making a note.
To our sponsors, wanderbeauty.com. Use the code FCOL, wanderbeauty/FCOL. And brandless.com, enter FCOL.
Thank
Great
you.
Show.
Thanks, guys.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.